Robert Barney, Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
All right. What is the announcement that USDA is going to be making today?
Yeah, so we're rolling out our Emergency Livestock Relief Program. This is a program that Congress provided $10 billion last fall for, and we're as part of that, Congress directed USDA to use at least $750 million for livestock relief, and that's the part that we're announcing today. So we're using existing data that producers have already provided, and we're providing relief for those folks that suffered higher feed costs due to drought, wildfire, and other events in 2020 and 2021. As I said, we're going to use existing data, so producers don't have to come into our offices. We're going to use our livestock forage disaster program. And that's going to be phase one. Our expectation is this will roll out to be a little bit more of $600 million in relief that'll go out today, and then we will we'll take a look at the gaps of livestock producers we missed, and have a phase two to make sure that we can get everybody in. So the biggest chunk is moving today, and as I say, using existing data so that the producers don't have to come back into the office, and then we'll look at a phase two in the coming weeks.
That is going to be very good news for a lot of producers. And you've said it a couple of times, but just to make sure that everybody understands, using existing data, does that mean that the producers don't have to do a thing and it'll just come to them?
That's right. So we are using those producers that have been in have utilized the livestock forage disaster program. Won't need to do a thing. We're basing our payments off of that program. Now, for those producers that aren't in the program, or that there are other gaps that we may not have been able to cover, as I say, we're going to have a phase two and look at ways that we can make those producers as whole as we can. So the idea here is to make this as efficient as possible for producers, and frankly for our offices as well, to use existing programs. And part of that is to encourage people to use those existing programs so that they get in our safety net programs. I think that's better for all of us.
So how quickly can they expect to see these funds?
Coming days. This is going out today. We'll follow in the coming weeks on the livestock side, and have an announcement on phase one about that.
Is there anything else that our listeners should know?
If there are gaps that we miss, we're going to look for those opportunities, encourage people to talk to their local FSA offices. But this, as I say, this should be, the idea here is to move this quickly and efficiently for producers. And, as we look at some of the gaps, we'll be back in touch with folks in the livestock industry to let them know what phase two will look like.